Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Today, the world is experiencing the direct spillover effects of Putin's senseless war in Ukraine, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield. For one, Russia's war against Ukraine has dramatically exacerbated the global food crisis, she said. But the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which has been critical to feeding the world's hungry, is not keeping pace with the global demand for Black Sea grain. Due to Russia's deliberate slowdown of inspections, dozens of ships are waiting to depart, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
The initiative should operate as it was envisioned, moving 5 million tons of food per month. The world's hungry deserve nothing less. I'm asking members of the Council to join us in urging Russia to scale up cooperation immediately.
Ambassador Thomas Greenfield also called attention to the well-documented cases in Ukraine of sexual violence committed against women, men, and children by the Russian Federation's forces. In recent months, the war has been stoked by Iran and the DPRK as they have transferred prohibited materiel to Russia. Since August, Iran has transferred hundreds of unmanned aerial vehicles to Russia and may be considering transferring ballistic missiles to Russia as well, noted Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
We believe Iran is now considering the sale of hundreds of ballistic missiles to Russia in violation of Council resolutions. We urge Iran to reverse course, and we urge everyone who supports peace to ask Iran to do the same.
In November 2022, the DPRK delivered infantry rockets and missiles into Russia for use by the Russian Federation-backed Wagner Group in violation of the UN Security Council's sanctions resolutions. The United States condemns the DPRK's and Russia's actions and urges the DPRK to cease these deliveries, which are blatant violations of Security Council resolutions and further fuels Russia's aggression and war of choice against Ukraine. The people of Ukraine, as well as people all around the world, have suffered greatly. The people of Ukraine want to return to a normal life. People everywhere want to address food security and other global challenges, not make them worse. Now is the time for all countries to stand together and demand that Russia end this senseless war.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.